call them shiplaps, and some of them call them
it's just that.
Let's see now. Well, drop sighted. That was called drop sighted. See, it's like you put on a board, you see, and you put the other on the edge, you see. You don't put it just on top of the other, you see. You just put the person down and then let the other lap over about an inch, you see, a half inch and a half, until you just keep going. That was called drop sighting.
Those things along the edge of the roof carry water off.
Well, some call them gutters. That take the water off, gutters.
If you had a house and an L to it, there's a place where the roof might join and water would run out of that. What do you call the place where the two would come together?
Well, I'd call that a valley.
A valley?
This house got a valley here, too.
Does it?
So it is. That's right. It's got a valley in it.
Now, the place where you get water, you said, in the kitchen is a...
That's a zinc. Call that a kitchen zinc. See, so you got a hydrant, got a faucet in there, you know, and that comes from a pump house. I got an electric pump.
Yeah.
And I got that zinc in there, you see, and...
You got a well?
Got a well.
Huh.
Sure is. But you see, first I had a pump, you know, a hand pump, you know. You work by a hound, you see, you just let it go up and down like that with your hand. And then I changed out then and got me an electric pump, you see, and put on that same pipe. And it pumps the water now, you see. It was automatic. Water down low, see, it'll kick over itself and kick on itself.
What does your wife usually sweep with?
Well, call it a broom.
What would she be doing if she was sweeping the floor?
Well, she'd just be, you know, be kind of broom, motioning back and forth, getting the dust, you know, off the floor.
Yeah.
And then just get that done, then she'd get some hot water, you know, and put in a pan, probably a foot to it, and you know, and mop the floor. I call a hand mop.
Yeah. Is there room in the house you might store a lot of odds and ends in?
Well, we got a pantry that be, you know, we put some different things in.
Yeah.
And
yeah, what's that building out there?
That's a garage.
That's a few cars?
Some of them call it car shed, and some call them garage. Got two different names for it, but still it's a car shed. So I got two. I got one for my truck, and I have one for my car. This on the right side is the car, and the truck on the left side.
Yeah.
That protected, you know, out of the weather, you see.
Uh-huh.
And I got...
Well, now... After your wife gets the dishes washed, what does she do with them?
Well, she puts them up.
Well, I mean, after she gets the suds on, she...
Oh, she scalds them.
Well,
you said rinsing, but we said scald, but it's rinsing, you see. With hot water, you see, how you heat some water in a kettle, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull over your dishes, that's what's called rinsing, you see.
Yeah.
Get all that suds, you know, off them. And then they come clear and bright. And she get that done, then she puts them up, you know, up in the cupboard. Things upside the wall while your dishes go, you know.
Did she have a cloth or a rag that she might wash them with?
Well, I call it dishcloth. Some people call them.
What about something she might dry them with?
Well, that's a dry cloth. You know, you make them out of.